This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about how some Kentucky churches defied their state's virus order and held in-person services for Palm Sunday. Stay tuned to hear why.
In his new book, Saving Christianity, Dr. Michael Youssef reminds us we cannot reinvent Christianity to fit our society. Learn about the dangers of undermining our faith, how to distinguish biblical truth, and have a renewed confidence in the future of the church. Go to www.thesavingchristianitybook.com. Again, thesavingchristianitybook.com.
Some Kentucky churches held in-person Palm Sunday services in defiance of a statewide ban, reports the Associated Press. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear warned specifically against in-person worship. Yet dozens of people were at Maryville Baptist Church in Louisville on Sunday, April 5th. During his daily briefing on Sunday, Beshear warned that if facilities are still allowing mass gatherings, then, quote, perhaps those facilities shouldn't be allowed to be open anymore, end quote. Maryville Baptist preacher Jack Roberts told the Courier-Journal that he would rather go to jail than pay a fine for violating the order. He says restricting churches from meeting violates the First Amendment. He says that during his services, he encouraged people to practice social distancing and asked people at high risk of infection to stay home. But Beshear says this still isn't wise. He said this: at Christmas, he's going to have fewer people in his congregation. My faith would never let me put someone's health in that position. End quote. Some states have made exemptions for churches, such as Florida, but Kentucky doesn't have such an exemption for church. On March 11th, Beshear first encouraged churches to close their in-person services. Then, on March 19th, it became an order. Beshear says Kentucky has had at least 955 confirmed COVID-19 cases and 45 deaths. Keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast for more updates. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.